joining us on the phone now, Sean Jeffrey, the executive director of the Manitoba Restaurant and Food Services Association. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hal. How are you today?
I'm good. So we chatted with the board chair of the Manitoba Restaurant Association, Tony Sawicki, who, of course, also owns Silver Heights Restaurant. He said they've received a few hundred phone calls from people angry about his restaurant in particular, supporting, and they haven't kicked in yet, but new COVID-19 measures, which will require, starting on Friday, people to be fully vaccinated if they go to a restaurant, even on the patio. But this is happening to other members of your association as well. Other restaurants are getting this hate. I'll call it hate because that it really does feel like that to me.
It's actually it's a form of bullying, actually, and I'm telling you, I had to check myself because not only is in Tony's case he's the board chair, which is a volunteer position, on top of running his restaurant during 16 months of COVID-19, which has been stressful. He's been a staunch powerhouse to try to move the industry forward and keep us surviving, and his voice has been huge. So. But Tony's a friend of mine too, and when I hear about this kind of stuff and the bullying that his restaurant has been encountering, it boils the blood a little bit, and it's unacceptable. And we don't, I have to say, as a proud Manitoban, during COVID-19, Manitobans have come to the table in massive ways to support the restaurant industry. When we were closed, they ordered takeout. You know, when we opened up, they came in bucket loads and car loads to service and patron our restaurant. And, a couple bad seeds here are really causing a lot of headache within our industry, and it needs to stop because it's a form of bullying, and we don't tolerate that. No, nobody needs to tolerate a bully. And so we're definitely going to take, all the steps necessary to support our industry and support, the decisions that our operators are doing.
You know, speaking of supporting your industry and your favorite restaurant, since Tony was on an hour ago, I have received dozens of emails and text messages from people that say things like, I've never been to the Silver Heights, but I'm going now. And this is going to backfire in that sense, because I think a large majority of Manitobans, there's a minority that have a problem with these new restrictions that are coming in. Mm-hmm. But a large majority of Manitobans don't like restrictions, but understand that this is the decision, and they're going to follow the rules. And that's how we support our small business. But I think a lot of people are going to be supporting their favorite restaurant now because of this.
The proof's in the pudding, Hal. You know, Manitobans have supported restaurants since day one, both before COVID, during COVID, and I know they will after COVID. And I want to make it adamantly clear, no restaurateur wants any restrictions in their restaurant. No restaurateur can survive with further lockdowns. It's literally impossible. We've gone through three lockdowns. You'd be hard-pressed to find another industry that has gone through as much restrictions, both opening and closing, and had to pivot and change their business and change the way they operate and put in 15, 16-hour days to keep their restaurants opening during COVID. So, you know, now that we're, facing another round of this, I'm telling you, this is not something that we're happy about. But unfortunately, this is what we need to do, because this is what's assigned to us by Manitoba Health. We do not make these rules. We just follow them. And we need to lead by example. And we need to follow the rules that are outlined by our health department. So we're going to continue to do, though, because that's what's required. And our operators cannot face the retribution of a fine or being closed, because we can't be closed anymore. And hopefully, and I know Manitobans are going to come out. Burger Week starts today. Let's get out and try a burger.
Yeah. And I know there are lots of Manitobans out there that, for whatever reason, and there are more than one reason why they're maybe not fully vaccinated. I know many of those people are just as upset by this as you and I are now talking about this. I'm hearing of restaurants getting one-star reviews. That's one way people are you call it, and you're right, it's bullying. I'm hearing phone calls, making reservations, then not showing up. just the harassing phone calls. I'm hearing of slurs being used. You know, Tony talked about a young 15 or 16 year old host or hostess taking phone calls and having to be talked to in a way that no human being should be talked to, and yet they're, you know, essentially teens, kids. Yep. I mean, it's just wrong on so many levels.
It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, these people who call and harass these 16, 17-year-old people are just trying to, you know, earn a couple bucks for school or to pay for their car or to be able to go and buy the latest video game. It's absolutely ridiculous. We've been receiving the same type of feedback at our office and multiple operators, you know, death threats, you know, one-star reviews that cause future problems for your restaurants. You have traveling. We're going to open up travel, and when these people come here and see this, they're going to say a one-star review, and that's just unacceptable. You know, these operators, all they're doing is trying to survive. They're trying to provide the 40,000 Manitobans that work in the restaurant industry here a job. They're trying to survive. They're trying to keep their doors open so that they can be, well-respected tax-paying citizens. And these things are going to cause, you know, issues down the road, and it needs to stop, because we're all in this together. We're Team Manitoba here. There's a few people that have decided to jump away from that team, and that's fine. But the reality is that I know Team Manitoba is going to rally behind our restaurants, and we'll get through this like we did through the last 16 months of COVID-19 restrictions.
There have really been death threats even?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and it's totally unacceptable. We don't need to be, you know, moving forward towards this. We all need to keep, we're moving forward to a positive time, and we've reached out to our government officials, and they're working with us too to try to open up that line of communication with Manitobans. If they have questions, they should be calling the government. The government makes the decisions, not the restaurant industry. You should be contacting the government. They're the ones who are actually making these decisions and asking the questions that you're asking us. Leave our phones open so those people who do want to come out to our restaurants can book reservations, get takeout orders, you know, shoot the stuff, see end up what's going on. But we need to leave those phones open for people that want to patron those restaurants.
Hmm. Well, I said this to Tony, and I'll say it to you now, Sean. I'm really sorry that you and your industry, all the people in the restaurant business, and it's not just the owners, right? It's not the Tony Sawickis. It's the people that work for Tony. And I don't care who you are right now. Think about it. Somebody in your life, friend or family, there is a connection to the restaurant industry, right? They work in an industry that supplies restaurants, or there is a connection. So this is really, and it's not very Manitoban, right? I mean, come
on.
This is not what we're about.
This is not how we roll here in Manitoba. And just remember that the restaurant industry is the number one employer from ages 16 to 24. So when you talk to someone on that phone, that's going to be a university student. It's going to be someone's teenage daughter or son. So when you're yelling at them, just remember then if that was your daughter, if that was your son, how would you feel about it?
Sean, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Pleasure as always. Nice talking to you, Hal.
Sean Jeffrey, Executive Director of the Manitoba Restaurant and Food Services Association. I hope this is a very few people that are doing this, and I hope it stops. It really is unacceptable. It kind of breaks my heart. I know this has been tough and challenging for everybody in different ways. Some have dealt with more challenges. Restaurant owners and the people that work in restaurants, they have had a lot, and they don't need this. And if you're angry about restrictions that are coming in, there are people that you should be talking to about it, not restaurant owners and the people that work in their restaurants. It's wrong. 2-4